You're listening to the Anfield Wrap. My name's Adam Smith, and this is what football means to me.
In this episode, I'm chatting with Andrew Beasley. Andrew will be known to a lot of you thanks to his handle on social media of Bass Tuned to Red. But even if you don't follow him, there's a very good chance you will have heard more than a few Anfield Wrap contributors credit him with facts and figures that we've used at one point or another. As Andrew explains, it was rather lucky that he started supporting Liverpool.
The 1986 World Cup, I was six that year. I don't remember anything specific, any of the matches, but I remember it being on. And I remember asking my dad, when would the next World Cup be after this one? And him telling me that I'd be 10, which to a six-year-old is just like, what?
Forever. That's
completely inconceivable. And obviously now when you're older, it seems like they come around all the time. But at that point, it seemed ridiculous. So that's the earliest thing I can remember being sort of football related. And then the following year, I remember the FA Cup final being on. But I suppose the true answer to your question is probably the 1988 FA Cup final is the first football thing I can remember properly sitting down and watching it. I no doubt will have watched earlier games with my dad, but that was the first one that I can remember watching. Obviously, a final is a big occasion.
Yeah.
And obviously, as anyone listening knows, Liverpool didn't win when they were expected to. So that was probably a good introduction to the next sort of 30 or so years of being a fan. But yeah, that sort of unexpected thing of Liverpool not winning. So yeah, that's the first match I can properly remember.
Right. So I guess the obvious question is, how did you end up supporting Liverpool? Was it a family tie or what was it?
It's a family thing in as much as my dad does. So I followed on from him. But there is no sort of link to the city of Liverpool or anything like that. I mean, obviously, anyone listening to this can tell I'm not from Liverpool.